Episode 1, VW Customers Feedback Makes the Polo GTI R5 Even Better. Welcome to the In the News podcast, a daily podcast about the latest in the automotive news. I'm Mario Gear, your host. For this episode of In the News from GearVlogs.com, do you want to be a part of the episode? Call into the podcast hotline and leave us a voicemail message at 805-419-5129. Sit back, relax, and crack open a cold one if you got them. If you're new here, tap that subscribe button and add me on to your other social media platforms. In today's show, I talk about VW customer feedback makes the Polo GTI R5 even better, as well as a few other stories. If you want to get advance notice of these shows before they go public, be sure to sign up for my newsletter over at gearvlogs.com, and I'll add you to a list for to be notified. And let's get into the stories. First up we have is VW. The Polo GTI R5 customer racing car enjoys rally success around the world. Feedback from customers' outings all over the world is incorporated in technical fine-tuning. Production of the Polo GTI R5 stepped up to meet the sustained high demand. And as the article goes, fine-tuning for the car with the winning touch. Volkswagen Motorsports is optimizing the Polo GTI R5 based on the experiences of customer teams. The 200 kilowatt, 272 PS, four-wheel drive car is used in diverse ranges of rallies all over the world. The findings made during these outings flow directly into the process of updating and maintaining the product. The Polo GTI R5 will first receive modified suspension parts in springs, while new components from other key areas of the car will be developed over the course of the year. Quoted, the success story of the Polo GTI R5 is overwhelming in customers' hands. It already claimed more than 75 victories and 125 podium finishes by the end of 2019, said Volkswagen Motorsport director Sven Smeets. However, it is only the success of our customers that's important to us, but their experience in a wide range of conditions, whether on asphalt, gravel, or ice and snow. Our engineers use this feedback to make detailed improvements to the Polo GTI R5. Our goal is to ensure that the Polo GTI remains successful. Not bad. Nice dedication. Goes on to says, while new chassis components are already being used by customers, a large package of detailed improvements will be developed over the course of the year and homologated for use in competitions, including the FIA World Rally Championships, or better known as WRC, FIA European Rally Championships, ERC, and National Championships. Volkswagen is also stepping up production to meet the huge demand. 20% more Polo GTI R5s than initially planned will now be built in 2020. Productions will continue beyond 2020. Cool. It's kind of good that VW is supporting these World Rally efforts. And I wonder if any of those cars will can make it over to the U.S. for any U.S.-based rallies. That would be my concern. Be kind of cool. Let's see. High degree of reliability, high performance. Volkswagen is preparing the Polo GTI R5 for the future. Quoted, as is well known, if you are not moving forward, you're always moving backwards in the world of motorsports, said Francis Xavier, FX Dominion's technical director at Volkswagen Motorsports. As such, it is hugely important to be consistently working on ideas and solutions to improve performance durability, thanks to the comprehensive feedback we receive from our customers. We have been working on updates for the Polo GTI R5 since last year, and the first detailed improvements are already being delivered to customers. To make this possible, countless amounts of feedback from teams and drivers currently running the Polo GTI R5 in series from Arctic Circle to Africa and North and South America to Europe have been collected and analyzed. Volkswagen introduced a professional feedback system to make the process simpler and more direct. Not bad. Check out some of the images here. Nice. 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 Wonder what one of these cars would look like if it were street legal. Comment down below if you would like to see this GTI R5 as a in street trim. Comment below. Okay, let's go up to our next story. Bump bump. Next up, we have a story from Hertz and Hendrick Motorsports. Hertz awards customer a 2020 Hertz Hendrick Motorsports Camaro. Hertz and Hendrick Motorsports create a special experience for five finalists and one big winner of the Hertz Ultimate Ride Sweepstakes. Estero, Florida, on March 5th. Last week, Hertz announced Philip Abram as the winner of the Ultimate Sweepstakes. In celebration of its of its limited edition custom 2020 Hertz Hendrick Motorsports Camaro Z01 and SS models, the custom Camaro debuted last fall and is available for rent this spring. I wonder what the daily rates are going to be for that car, huh? Okay. Last week's event helped us celebrate our rich car culture history, providing the right vehicle to meet the customer needs whenever and wherever they needed it, said Hertz Senior Vice President Jay Patel. We're delighted to share the powerful and exhilarating experience of these vehicles with our customers, and congratulate Philip on winning this ultimate ride. The Hertz Ultimate Ride Sweepstakes brought five finalists to Charlotte, North Carolina, for a special experience and the chance to drive home the Hertz Hendrick Motorsports Camaro SS. The finalists came from Oklahoma, California, Ohio, Texas, and Florida. along with being transported to North Carolina. They were there for had 2 nights hotel stay with first class airfare for themselves and a guest. To further enhance the experience, they received a 3-day Hertz premium adrenaline collection car rental, $1,000 cash, and a heart pumping track day at Charlotte Motor Speedway with the Hendrick Motorsports team, William Byron, driver of the number 24 Hertz Chevrolet ZL1 1LE or 1L or ZL1 LE1. Tongue twister there. Turned laps with each finalist in the Hertz branded 2-seater car race car before the tour of the Hendrick Motorsports facility. The 5 winners were given specially coded keys. The person with the key that started the 2020 Hendrick Hertz Motorsports Camaro SS won the grand prize of the ultimate ride and $15,000 cash. Nice picture here of the winner with his son and daughter, along with standing next to William Byron. Philip was excited to take his 2 children, Lonnie, 12, and Ethan, 8, to the city that they'd never been to, but never expected to win the grand prize, which is valued at more than $72,000. Quote, "Winning the car is something I cannot put into words," said Philip. "I was not expecting the car to start when I hit the button, and I was beyond surprised when it did." The first thing he plans to do is show the car to his family, who are located in Miami, Florida. He has always wanted a Camaro, and now he's a proud owner of a custom Hertz Hendrick Motorsports Camaro SS. "The experience was incredible, awesome," said Philip. "To be in a race car with a professional driver at insane speeds was a once-in-a-lifetime experience. Riding with William Byron was awesome. I used to be that guy who used to think it was just driving and easy. Boy, was I n ever wrong. It is beyond comprehension how they can deal with the forces exerted over 200 laps." Fashioned in a signature Hertz yellow and black color scheme, the full performance upgrades outfitted by the NASCAR's most successful team, Hendrick Motorsports, equipped the 480 horsepower and a 6.2 liter V8 engine. The 2020 Hertz Hendrick Motorsports Camaro SS is optimized with 20-inch satin black wheels, a performance upgrade package inclusive of a cold air intake and Chevrolet cat-back dual exhaust upgrade system, custom exterior graphics, strut tower bar with Hendrick Motorsports branding, custom Hertz highlighted door sill plates, embroidered headrests with the number 24 team logo and William Byron's signature Hertz fender badges, and Hertz Hendrick Motorsports plaque denoting the individual numbering of the 200 custom Camaros. The Hertz Hendrick Motorsports Camaros are available at select Hertz Airport locations, including Charlotte, North Carolina, Dallas, Texas, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, Fort Myers, Florida, Houston, Texas, Las Vegas, Nevada, Los Angeles, California, Miami, Florida, Nashville, Tennessee, Orlando, Florida, Phoenix, Arizona, San Diego, California, San Francisco, California, Tampa, Florida, and West Palm Beach, Florida. So there we have it for our very first episode of the In the News podcast. And if you're new here and you liked what you have seen, I'd appreciate if you tap that subscribe button and turn on the notification bell. And if you want to also get advance notice of episodes before they go public to anybody else, go over to gearvlogs.com and sign up for our newsletter to where you can get events noticed and whatnot. So be sure to check some of my other videos here in this playlist I'll have up here in a second, and enjoy. See ya.